All right. Perach Chaf, Melachim Bet, famous story, Chizkiyah. What do we got? Questions, comments?
Well, the shade thing is kind of weird.
The shade thing, okay.
I thought you already helped him get rid of the king of Ashur.
So Rashi wants to say that this happened earlier. This story is before that battle.
Rashi pounds the out-of-order answer.
Yes, yes, that is Rashi Lashita, so...
Also, he said, I want to sign.
I mean, I don't know if it has to be that it's... could be that it happened again. I don't know. But yeah, Rashi says it's this happened before.
He also asked for a sign after he was already healed?
No, he's still in bed. But it is a little bit weird. He asked for a sign. He says, in 3 days, you're going to... In 3 days, you go up to the Beit HaMikdash. But he's sick when the Navi... He davens, the Navi comes back and says, you're going to get better. How much better? In 3 days, you'll be going to the Beit HaMikdash.
Okay.
It's a little bit weird to say, it's what's the sign? And the sign should have been, yeah, 3 days, you'll be going to the Beit HaMikdash. What more do you need?
Why is Chizkiyah called good news?
Why is he called good news that what?
All of his stuff will be taken, his sons will be servants or officers in the Babylonian palace.
Okay, definitely have to deal with that.
It kind of sounds like when Yeshayahu says to him, what do they see in your house? He's like, everything. He's like, oh, they saw everything? Oh, so now you're going to go to...
Right, it sounds to me like everything is like he took him into the Kodesh Kodesh, and he took him into... That's what it sounds like, right?
Yeah.
He says, really? That's what you did? Like, everything? That's what it sounds like, right? Stuff that we know from Parsha Shavua that even the Levium can't see. We have to cover it up when we travel. You know, and you're taking Gayim in here to see all the Kalim? Like, what's that all about?
Also, why was he sick? What was he sick with?
Okay, good. Let's start with that. Why is Chizkiyah sick? I mean, not just sick. Not just, you know, oh, I need tissues. You know? He's deathly ill. Why?
That's like when you needed tissues back in that day.
Yes. That's what they say. If you sneezed, you're out. Mm-hmm. So, no, not allergies. Why was he ill? Why is he deathly ill?
Got nothing. He seems like a great guy.
So that way he prays, and his praise so good. So he wept. God loves that.
Oh, well, one of those. Like he wanted to hear the women cry. That's why he made them barren.
Yeah.
Oh, and he's barren also. There you go. Okay, the Pashup shot is, here is this Ish Bitachon. He has Bitachon and Hashem, and we already saw in the last parak, he made an alliance with Egypt. So maybe, you know, we pointed that out before, maybe Kodesh Baruch is not so happy. And in Sefer Yeshayahu, right, the Makbil to this story, the corollary story in Yeshayahu, Yeshayahu gives him Musar for having made an alliance with Egypt. That's the pshat. Gemara in Brachos gives a different idea and says, how come you never fulfilled the mitzvah peruvu? You ever learn this Gemara? You ever hear about this? What's his reason?
He's learning Torah.
Nope.
No idea.
Who's going to be his son?
Oh, he's Menashe's son. Menashe's evil. So
he saw the Ruach HaKodesh that his son would be Menashe HaRasha, and therefore he didn't want to have any kids. What does Yeshayahu tell him?
Who are you?
That's not for you to decide. All right? Your job is to do what you're supposed to do, and his will be what he's supposed to do. And it's not for you to decide. I'm not going to bring kids into this world because he's going to turn into a Rasha. So the Gemara says that Chizkiyahu says, fine, you know what? Let's give the kid the best possible chance. Let me marry your daughter. So Chizkiyahu says to Yeshayahu, says, maybe b'schus you from the mother's side, b'schus me from the father's side, and the kid will have a fighting chance. And where does the Gemara get this idea from? Where do you get the idea from? Look at, read, let's say again, Parak 6, Pasuk 6 in the class.
I will add 15 years to your life, and I will rescue you and the city from the grip of the king of Assyria. I will protect the city for my sake and for the sake of my servant David.
Now turn to 21:1.
Manasseh was 12 years old when he became king, and he reigned for 55 years in Yerushalayim. His mother's name was
Hefziba. Okay, so clearly Manasseh wasn't even a thought 15 years earlier when he became king at the age of 12. So based on this, this is what the Gemara says. David wasn't going to bring him into this world. After Yeshayahu encouraged him to do it, he finally has a son who goes on to become Manasseh. Okay. Now, when Yechezkiah was sick, whose merit does he pray? B'zchut me. Look at Pasuk Gimel.
Hashem, remember that I work for you faithfully and wholeheartedly, and I've done what is good in your eyes. And Yechezkiah wept in intense weeping.
So who's B'zchut me is he davening? Himself?
Yeah.
Says, look, I've been good. But look at Pasuk Vav. How does God answer him?
I will add 15 years to your life, and I will rescue you in the city from the grip of the king of Ashur. I will protect the city for my sake and for the sake of my servant David.
So, it's just an interesting thing. He davens that, b'schus, everything I've done, I should be healed. And God says, I'm going to grant your wish, b'schus David HaMelech. So it could be he might have thought, I'm a self-made man. After all, it's not like I got a good upbringing from my father Achaz. I had to drag his bones through the city. So it could be that Chizkiyahu was very proud of what he has amounted to on his own. He's saying, look, Kadosh Baruch Hu, look at me. The only thing is, no man is created in a vacuum. Everyone is shaped by events, people in his life, or maybe even family members' DNA that is part of him. David is an ancestor. What I find strange is that Gemara and Brachos that I was talking to you about says that Yeshayahu comes in and says to Chizkiyahu, at first when he's on his deathbed, he said, listen, man, you're going to die. Put your house in order. And, this is it. I'm just giving you the heads up. And the Pasuk said, before you get out of the courtyard, God told Yeshayahu to go back. Why did he have to say this? Because Chizkiyahu says to Yeshayahu, it says he turned to the kir. Let's find the Pasuk. Right. Where is it? The Yesevet Panev Elakir. So Gemara Baruch says, we learn from here that you should daven near a wall. All right, Ephraim, you're good. You're right up there near a wall. You daven near a wall, so you have no distractions. And he started to cry. And according to Gemara, he says, I have a Mesorah mi Beit David that you never give up. And where from? From the case with David's child between him and Bathsheba, that first one that actually died. We saw that David cried and davened and cried. Now, it didn't help. In the end, the child died. But David continued to daven until the child died. He says, you never give up. Doesn't matter what the nevuah is. I'm going to daven for, a change of plans. So Chizkiyahu, according to the Gemara and Brachos, the man who recalls Beit David, here when he daven says, do it for my sake. To which God said, I'll do it for David said. All right. Now, how do you understand the shade thing? He says, give me a nose. So what's the shade thing? So which makes sense? What he said, to have it go backwards 15 degrees or go forward?
Why does he even need a sign? Why can't the sign be that he gets better?
Okay, good. So the first thing is, it's like I said, it's a strange thing. It's not like he said, when that Navi came and said, one day a king will come and destroy the Egli Azahab, and that was going to be centuries from now. He's saying in 3 days you're going to be well enough to be in the Beit HaMikdash, right? So you need a sign for it.
Maybe he's supposed to die tomorrow.
I think that Chizkiyahu represents Am Yisrael. Right? Chizkiyahu represents Am Yisrael. The way that he is sick, Am Yisrael is in a precarious situation. Especially if we go like Rashi, that we're in the midst of the siege of Assyria, right? Ashur now is surrounded, and he views his illness as Am Yisrael's in danger. So he says, good. In 3 days, I'm going to be bringing a korban. But how do I know everything's going to be good for Am Yisrael? That's really what he's asking for. Because otherwise, it's strange. So he's saying, okay, I'm going to make things better. I'm going to... Now it's going to be literally and figuratively. Turn back the clock. All right, I'm going to turn back the clock pre the troubling times. And that's why also Chizkiyahu, when he says, well, anyone can make it, you know, the shadow is going to keep fading this way because the sun is setting in the west. So to make the shadow go 10 degrees or 15 degrees or whatever further this way, anyone could do that. I mean, like, I'm going to want to go backwards. Basically means the Earth's orbit has to do an about face. That's a big deal. You know, even Harry Houdini couldn't do that one. All right, okay. So he says, okay, and he does it. But that's the idea, that he's turning back the clock and making it all better. Why is Chizkiyahu reprimanded and punished then?
Like you said, he should have the Kodesh Kedashim.
Kodesh Kedashim.
The Egypt thing again.
Ah, good. Here it is, he was reprimanded in the beginning for making an alliance with Egypt. Now, who comes in? Bavel. And seems like he wants to be buddy-buddy with Bavel. So, like, what's that all about? I would go further. Why did Bavel come? Why did they come to visit in the first place?
To look at his treasures?
No.
Because he was sick.
He was sick. But, you know, it should have been they heard about, okay, his recovery, or bigger deal, they heard about the miraculous victory over Ashur, which happened probably a few days later. And Bubbles coming from far away. So, why did they not hear about the miraculous victory? Goes back to what he said yesterday, because Chizkiyahu didn't send Shira. He didn't sing Shira. If it would have sang Shira, so it would have been, oh, look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is amazing. They come in. But Chizkiyahu took the credit for the victory. And he's showing off like the spoils of war, as if it's his. Maybe that's what it means. He showed him everything that's in his treasury. Look at what I took from the enemy camp. 185,000 people done. Must have left over a lot of stuff, right? So maybe that's what he's showing them, as if I earned. Look what I earned. Whoa, that's an impressive haul. All right? So this could also be why he's getting Moser. Now we get to the weird psukim, how Chizkiyahu speaks after he's reprimanded. Look at Pasuk Yatet again. Something very strange in the Pasuk. The Yomer Chizkiyahu Yoshiyahu, Tov Dvar Hashem Asher Dibarta. First of all, what's good about the fact that, you know, you're going to be...
He spoke to himself.
Okay, that's what it says in the English, but it doesn't say that. He was just told what? Read again from 16.
Isaiah then said to Chizkiyahu, hear the word of Hashem. Behold, the days are coming when everything in your house and that which your forefathers have accumulated until this day will be carried off to Babylonia. Not a thing will be left, said Hashem. And they will also take some of your children who will issue from you and whom you will beget, and they shall become officers in the palace of the king of Babylonia.
And what's his response?
Chizkiyahu said to Isaiah, the word of Hashem that you've spoken is good. He said to himself...
Well, leave out the himself, and he said...
He said, is it not true that there will be peace and truth in my days?
So this is the problem that the article tries to solve. It says Vayomer twice in the Pasuk. Yeshayahu didn't interrupt. So look in the Hebrew. Vayomer Chizkiyahu Yoshiyahu Tov Devar Hashem Asher Dibarta. This is great news. Vayomer. Halohem Shalom Ve'emet Yev Yamav. Peace and security, or it's going to be in my days. That's a weird thing to say, Vayomer, Vayomer, twice. You understand that? So the Malbim's bothered by this, and he says, I think, a very interesting idea. What's the good news? Good news about my lifetime. We have a Mesorah that any Nevuah Latov cannot be overturned. So if God now says, nothing's going to happen during your lifetime, but in the days of your children, it's going to be tzaras. So the first thing is, all right, no bad news is going to happen during my lifetime. That's already good news. Now, as far as my children, okay, we can do tshuva. So therefore, Vayomer Tov Devar Hashem. What's Tov Devar Hashem? God is good, that with tshuva things can change. And then Vayomer is the end of the pasuk. Halo im shalom v'emet yebi amai. During my days, it's all going to be good. So that's why it's two separate things.
Very positive guy.
Right? This is what he says. And you could also say, what's also the good news? The good news, he says, your children are going to be taken away. Because what children? He's been barren. He's just saying, whoa, I'm going to have kids? That's great news. You know, who knew that was going to happen? So the mere fact that he's going to have kids basically is saying this is already good news. Okay? Now, I'm hoping they'll do tshuva, and they'll do tshuva. It's all going to be good. But why is it important that there's going to be kids? I thought right now, this is going against the Gemara and Brachos, that this was going to be the end of Malchus Beis David. I'm the last king from Malchus Beis David because I have no sons that's going to rule after me. But now you're already telling me some of my kids are going to be carried away. Some of them won't. It's good things. He's the half full guy. The cup is half full. All right? So it's all good. All right, Rami, read the next paragraph.